like me, taxes are both boring and confusing, and also really important. That's why I called Jessica Frazier.
I would love to know, like, generally how the earned income tax credit works in Indiana.
Okay. So, this is where it gets a little bit complicated because we...
Of course it has to be complicated. Frazier's the director of the Indiana Institute for Working Families and a tax policy pro. She says the EITC is a kind of poverty assistance for people who are working but don't make a lot of money. For example, a single adult without kids making around $15,000 a year. Like the stimulus checks during the pandemic, it gives people cash to spend on what they need. Frazier says they tend to spend it on basic things.
They need to put gas in their car. They need to buy personal hygiene products and Band-Aids and aspirin and, you know, like, they need cash.
Each state runs their EITC differently. In Illinois, for example, one family might get a little over $1,000. Frazier says in Indiana, that same family would get half of that.
Yeah, $533 for this year is the max.
The recent boost from lawmakers only brings that up about $50. But Frazier says it matters.
Well, an extra $53 is not nothing, right? Like, it's almost a month's worth of diapers.
Here's the thing. Economists around the country say this credit works. It actually lifts people out of poverty, and it motivates them to work.
Because the income that you're claiming on your taxes must be earned income and not unearned income, it has been effective at incentivizing work.
Take a single mom who might qualify for other kinds of assistance programs if she didn't work. If her state's earned income tax credit is high enough, she can take a low-paying job and actually come out ahead. And many lawmakers across the country lean into the EITC as a tool to lower poverty. Washington, D.C.'s credit is 4 times as large as Indiana's. Here, we don't lean in as much. Political scientist Andrew Downs says, this is just Indiana doing its thing.
You will almost never find Indiana out at the far reaches of any sort of a program that might be in any way, shape, or form considered to be welfare.
Which is how some legislators see it. And with an estimated 500,000 people claiming it each year, it's also 10 to 12 million state dollars. Down says, like with many similar public policies, we're not the lowest in the region, that's Michigan, but we're also not the highest, like Illinois or Ohio.
So we're doing what we often do. We're sort of in the middle.
So why this year's boost? The 1% increase was essentially a compromise for not increasing state money for a different needy families program called TANF.
TANF is viewed, rightly or wrongly, strictly as a handout.
So lawmakers compromised and boosted the EITC instead. For advocates for low-income families like Jessica Frazier, that trade-off was a tough pill to swallow at first. But she says she's made her peace with it and hopes the EITC will continue to grow.
I do see that it is a benefit for so many Hoosiers, and, you know, it's not a ton of money, but it can help pay for some of those small expenses that families can't pay for. So I'm happy about it for that reason.
For WFYI, I'm Priya Mahadevan.